Welcome back to the Michigan Business Beat, brought to you on the Michigan Business Network. Chris Holman here on the island. We are actually at the wonderful Chippewa Hotel. Our host has us here, and we're here with U.S. Senator Debbie Stabenow. And Senator, the craziness in D.C., is this your fault?
Have you, what craziness? I don't know what you're talking about. No, you know, it is very chaotic and uncertain, which is not good for business. It's not good for the economy. It's not good for anybody to plan. I can tell you that truthfully, I put my head down and look for people I can work with. So we have to write another five-year farm bill, which is the economic development plan for food and rural America. And I put my head down and I reach out to the chairman of the committee, and we're working together to get that done. And so the same thing is true in our efforts to protect the Great Lakes, working with Rob Portman in Ohio. And my general view is to try to just stay down below the radar screen, look for people across the aisle I can work with, and focus on what we need in Michigan.
Well, and the irony is, I think a lot of people don't, there are actually people across the aisle that you can work.
Yeah, there's no question. I mean, this is sort of the part that's so difficult, because in the Senate, we work together every day on things. We even, on the budget that was just done, that was just for the second half of the year, that we actually worked together and we actually developed a good budget. But I work with my colleague from Missouri on manufacturing, Roy Blunt. I work with him on mental health issues. I work with, when we did the Flint effort to help the city of Flint, Jim Inhofe, Republican from Oklahoma, and I worked together on that. We wouldn't have gotten it done if Jim hadn't supported it. So every day, you know, if you want to get something done, you can find somebody that wants to work with you. It's not easy. It takes a lot of hard work to get through all the stuff, but you can actually get things done. What's difficult now is that on multiple levels, the new White House is very chaotic, including not offering nominees for all of the undersecretaries and the positions that need to be filled to be able to do the work. For instance, we have a new agriculture secretary. I supported him. But there are 200 unfilled positions in the department that have to be nominated. We're not blocking them. They haven't been nominated yet. And we can't move ahead to do things without having people that are in charge of the agencies. And so other than national defense, which of course was the most important thing to fill first, but in commerce, in the State Department, in agriculture, everywhere, once you get beyond the secretary, there's nobody there.
What do you think is causing that? I mean, does that give more authority to the person in charge?
Well, it's interesting. In some cases, the secretary doesn't want to fill the positions. They either don't support the mission of the department, or there's a lot of concern in the State Department, for instance, that rather than focusing on diplomacy, which has been the focus of the State Department throughout our history, that they're not filling those positions because they want more of a military perspective on solving problems rather than having diplomacy, which, of course, we need both. And so, but they're not filling any of those positions. So a lot of the people who had relationships, knowledge of countries that could make things happen, have gone, and there's nobody replacing them. And so it makes it extremely difficult just to function as a country.
Well, an egg is where you're at. I mean, that's a big deal for you and a big deal for Michigan. Let's talk about another big deal, and that's the Great Lakes and the protection of them.
One of the things I'm shocked about is that in the president's budget, he zeroes out all the money for Great Lakes protection. Everything we use to clean up beaches, to protect fish, to address invasive species like the Asian carp and so on, all of the efforts to stop runoff of pesticides into the water that causes algae blooms in Lake Erie and all the other problems, they've zeroed out all the money that relates to our Great Lakes and our conservation efforts to protect water. And the response that I got when I asked about this is that it's a local issue. Well, we have 20% of the world's fresh water, 80% of the United States fresh water surrounding all of us, 8 states. We work with Canada. We have an international commission that works on research to protect the Great Lakes. The idea that the United States would not view this as a national issue is just shocking to me. So we've got a bipartisan effort pushing back.
Well, and it's interesting, a local issue, you wait till they need it, and then it'll be a national issue.
Well, 40 million people, by the way, get their drinking water from the Great Lakes, 40 million. And there's an awful lot of parts of the country that would like to have our water, which, by the way, we're not going to let them have. But this is a national natural resource for us.
You know, it's kind of interesting. You have something also involving the Sioux Locks.
Yes. Another piece for us is about commerce. The Sioux Locks up in Sault Ste. Marie are the entry point, just like having a bridge. We got a bridge there, but all of the barges, all the ships from the St. Lawrence Seaway, from the oceans, come through there. They're carrying raw materials for manufacturing. They're carrying agricultural materials. Our commerce depends on those barges being able to get through the Great Lakes. We have very old locks. We have one that takes most, a big one, that takes most of the commerce coming through that lock. Then we have two small ones. What we're proposing, I have legislation that would take the two small ones and recreate that on a second large lock so that we would be able to have redundancy. So if one breaks down, it's over 60 years old, if one breaks down, then you wouldn't stop commerce because you're literally not only talking about economic activity and jobs going away in the Great Lakes, but around the country, because material comes in through the Great Lakes, it will go to a point and get on rail and go throughout the country.
We'll be back with more from the lobby of the Chippewa Hotel waterfront on the Michigan Business Beat on the Michigan Business Network.